Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
And this is Kelly Pettigen, host of the Big Fat Farm Show. And I'm here today with Interim Director Sarah Severson and new Programs and Systems Manager, the esteemed Ms. Christine Foote, both from the Montezuma School to Farm Project. So thanks for joining us on the show today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. And so for those few of you out there that don't know, Sarah was the creator and mastermind of the Big Fat Farm Show. So welcome back.
It's lovely to be back on the show.
But you're here today obviously wearing a different hat. So could you tell us a little bit about some of the changes that have taken place at School to Farm?
Yeah, thanks for asking. The last few months have been pretty, I guess tremendous would be a good word to describe it. School to Farm's gone through some big transitions. Last year, we had a new director step into the position. And while the programs continue to develop and, you know, we're working well, we went to the White House last year twice with kids from Kemper.
Amazing.
Programs were continuing to go off really well. But that transition in leadership, unfortunately, there wasn't a continuation of developing funding streams. And so that director that left in December left us in a bit of a pinch in terms of our financial circumstances. They were actually really dire in mid-December. And I came in as the interim director and worked with the team. The team has been really fabulous, the core staff team and then also the AmeriCorps staff. And we had to restructure the program, take our budget down by about $70,000, and then put out a plea to the community to help us because we looked at the financial circumstances in December and we honestly wouldn't have made it through the end of January operating that the way that the program had been operating.
Wow.
Yeah, so we put out this call late December, and the community answered in huge response. We were able to, in the last 8 weeks, we were able to accrue $90,000 in community donations.
That's amazing. So when you say community, we're talking just our local folks here stepping up.
And regional, yeah, in Southwest Colorado. People came out of the woodwork giving everything from somebody, on Social Security writing a $50 check to us, which is tremendous, and then someone writing a $10,000 check, you know, the whole gamut. And it all has made a huge difference in us being able to continue our programs and do what we love to do here in Montezuma County.
That's amazing. And so looking towards the future now, then where is School to Farm going? How have you developed some more secure funding, or are you still kind of looking to the community for support?
We definitely, we have some fundraisers coming up and we're always needing that community support. We're still operating at our baseline budget. So it means though we've cut any extraneous programs like the summer farm apprenticeship program at the Cortez Middle School. We won't be doing this year. Anything that we could kind of cut away. We did have to let one staff person go, and the whole staff, except for the AmeriCorps staff, which is a different type of funding source, but the core staff, we've had to cut down on their hours, but they've been giving and volunteering hours, so that's been amazing. But yeah, we've had to cut down on some of our classes that we've been teaching, but still classes are happening at all the school districts. It might be one or two less classes that the kids receive during the whole school year. Mm-hmm. And now we've got more, there weren't grants going in on a regular basis. If anyone is not familiar with how a nonprofit works, you generally have to apply for 2 to 3 times the amount of funding that you're expecting to receive through grants. And so that's something that we're getting grants back in the hopper, reconnecting with those funders that have helped us in the past to continue those relationships. So it'll take us probably 6 to 8 months to get back on our feet completely. So we appreciate that continued support from the community.
But it sounds like things are stabilizing.
We've turned that ship around, yeah. And it's been a real team and board effort.
Great.
And community effort. It's amazing.
Great. And so in terms of community engagement, other than donating to School to Farm, are there some other ways that the community can kind of step up and feel like they're a part of what's going on with your program?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have something called Grow a Row of Pumpkins this year. This is an opportunity for all you gardeners out there to grow an extra row of pumpkins that you can donate to the School to Farm program between the 1st and 15th of October. So we would sign you up now this spring. You would say, hey, we want to grow an extra 20 pumpkins, and we'll hand those over to you between October 1st and October 15th. And then we will sell those as a fundraiser at all the school districts, the three school districts that we work with. So if people are interested in that and would like to sign up, they can contact our amazing AmeriCorps member, Marissa Schlu, at 920-979-4374. So that's just one way you can get involved. We're also always looking for carpenters when we're doing maintenance projects at the School to Farm program, and also teachers that are maybe retired that would like to mentor some of our school to farm teachers as well.
Wow, so it sounds like there's a lot of different ways to get engaged.
Tons of ways. If you have a skill, we'd love to talk to you.
if you're breathing, give us a call.
If you have a heart.
Back to the pumpkins, because that sounds fun to me. Can people grow whatever they want? Can we do like the big white Cinderella pumpkins?
Yes.
Are you looking just for these?
We're looking for pumpkins that the kids could carve, but we're also looking for edible pumpkins and pumpkins of different sizes and shapes. We're open to whatever you are excited to grow.
Yeah. Awesome. Fun. Well, I look forward to seeing what you guys get come October.
Me too. I know.
And Christine, there's another fundraiser coming up, right, for School to Farm.
But Kelly,
come April. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on in Mancos?
Yeah, sure. April 29th this year, we've got slated for our Hoedown fundraiser. And this is the fifth annual year that we're doing this event. It's going to be at the Opera House from 5 to 11 p.m. on April 29th. And tickets are going to be $20 this year.
And for the few people out there that haven't gone to the Hoedown, personally, it's the event of the year, I would say, for Mancos. It's a time to dance and party and get your silent auction groove on. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a large silent auction, some live auction things. We're going to have tamales from Tucson Tamales this year, and Sweetwater Gypsies is going to cater also. What else do we have going on? The bands. We have Grutz Aroma coming back, $6 String Band coming back, and this year new to the mix is The Great Contention.
Woo!
Yeah, that's going to be good.
And where can people find tickets?
This year we're thinking that we're not going to sell tickets in advance, and you can just come get them at the door.
Great. Sounds like a good idea. No planning required. I like that.
Easy enough.
Awesome. And it sounds like you guys are also busy doing something at the Ag Expo this year, Christine?
Yeah, that's going to be the end of next week, Kelly. So Montezuma School to Farm Project coordinates the children's program there, and that's new to us. We started that partnership last year, and so the children's program is called CAF, which stands for the Children's Agricultural Learning Facility.
Clever.
Yes, it's kind of adorable. And so what we do is bring out a mix of field trips, students on field trips for 2 days, and then there's some public sessions where you can just come through if you're a family or on your own, if you're a capable of getting there on your own as a child or an adult. you can still come if you're an adult.
Grab your
That's
tricycle
great.
And
yeah.
on your way over to the fairground. We are not encouraging hitchhiking for young adults.
No. But you can find us out there at the end of next week. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. And so what are specifically some programs that CAF is offering? Like if a kid shows up, what you got for them?
Oh, man. This year, Kelly, we've got some horse packing, some horse driving, everything seed germination to cotton and different fiber carding techniques.
Wow.
We've got animal tracks, animals that you might encounter in your garden and maybe how to keep them out of your garden. We've got some different egg studies that'll be happening, leather making. There's the whole gamut. Oh, we're going to have meat goats versus dairy goats going on. We've got the conservation districts are both coming out, and they're going to focus on soil and water conservation stuff.
Pretty much anything you can get your hands on.
Yeah,
it's a full
for
plate.
For kids and adults.
Yeah, I'm going to show up for sure.
Yeah, I think you could learn something either way, whatever
sure.
age you are.
And is it hands-on? Do the kids kind of get to get dirty and kind of get in the mix?
Absolutely. That's what we're all about. It's educational, so it's not just a petting zoo, as we like to say, but everybody gets to get in there and do something that gives them an experience to walk away from.
Great. Yeah. And so if folks want to find more information about CAF at the Egg Expo, or actually anything for Montezuma School to Farm Project, is there somewhere where we can point them?
So for the CAF program in particular, you could go to the Ag Expo's website. It's the Four States Ag Expo. They've got their schedule up, and they've got their different programs slotted, and they have tons of things going on outside of just the children's program. So it's worth looking up that, too.
And also go to the new website that Christine has developed. It's gorgeous, MontezumaSchoolToFarm.org. That's a great place to kind of get basic information about the program as well. And I do want to put a shout out to, we're currently in the middle of hiring AmeriCorps for our program. We have two AmeriCorps that are going to stay on for a second year, which is fabulous. Said something about School to Farm in terms of that. But we're hiring three new positions. So if there's anybody out there that's interested in being an AmeriCorps with the School to Farm program, you work full-time, get a monthly stipend, and then you get a $5,000 educational award at the end of that.
Great. So, and there's probably can find more information on the website
on
about
the website,
that.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, Christine and Sarah, thanks so much for joining us today in the Big Fat Farm Show. And for all you out there, thanks for listening.